From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz, who is in our member station WXXI in Rochester, New York this week. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
What are you doing in Rochester?
Well, I'm here to speak at the Rochester Arts and Lecture Series. It was very nice. There was a sellout crowd, took questions and answers, and then it was audience participation word games.
Mm-hmm.
Really a great time.
Sounds like fun, and everyone says, that's not what I expected you to look like.
They all say no. They all say, oh, I recognize that voice.
Good. It's the voice. All right, you left us with a challenge last week that seemed easy on the surface, but it was actually a little more difficult. Would you repeat it, please?
Well, I said name an animal in 5 letters, switch the first and last letters, and you'll name a well-known company. And as a hint, I said the company is over 100 years old and has hundreds of stores around the U.S. and Canada. What's the animal and what is the company?
And what is that answer?
Well, the animal is a panda. Switch the first and last letters, you get A and P.
My goodness, I had totally forgotten about A and P stores, but we can't forget about pandas in Washington. It's pandamania here with the new baby panda at the zoo.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Well, we had over 400 entries from people who tried to solve this puzzle, and our winner, randomly selected from the correct answers, is Bruce Bolter. He joins us from New York City. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Leanne.
What do you do there in New York?
Well, I used to be an administrative accountant with the New York City Department of Social Services, but I've been retired for 3 years.
How long have you been playing the puzzle?
For about 15 years.
Wow, long time. Long, long time. Well, you finally get a chance to play on the air. You ready?
Yes.
Oh, you listen to him. I think he is. Bruce, meet Will. Will, meet Bruce. Let's play.
I will.
All right. Hi, Bruce. Every answer today is a familiar two-word phrase with the initials QC. For example, if I gave you the clue, advanced science subject, you would say quantum chemistry. Okay, dead silence. Shock. All right, try this. Number one, what inspectors at an assembly line are responsible for?
Quality control.
Excellent, quality control. Number two, it holds 2 pints.
Quart container.
Yes. What Superman did in a telephone booth. So, he's in his reporter suit, and he goes into the telephone booth. Quick change. Excellent. A geode, for example.
Something quartz?
Mm-hmm. Quartz something, uh-huh.
Quartz compound?
No, not quite. You know, Leanne?
Maybe crystal?
Yes, quartz crystal. Good one. Try this one. Sound a hunter would make to attract a certain game bird.
Quack call.
Call is right. And what's a game bird starting with Q?
A quail.
A quail call. That's it. Former capital of the Philippines. It's currently Manila, but what was it before then?
No idea.
Me either.
Uh-oh. It's Quezon City, Quezon, Quezon City.
Okay.
Here's one you're going to get. Part of New York with both LaGuardia and JFK airports.
Queens County.
That's right. 45 in French.
45. 14 cinq.
Almost. The cinq is right. 14 is 14, but what's 40 in French?
Is it 40?
40 cinq is right.
40
cinq. Very good. Here's a tough one. English author whose autobiography was The Naked Civil Servant.
Oh, Quentin Crisp.
Yeah.
Quentin Crisp, good job. A nostrum. Nostrum.
I feel like I'm in the spelling bee. Definition, please.
nostrum. That's like in the 19th century where there'd be a traveling salesman go around from town to town and try to sell you something that would take care of all your ills.
Quack.
Yes. He'd sell you a quack.
Cure.
Quack cure. That's
yeah,
it.
Okay.
Good. A sewing competition with patchwork pieces.
Quilting contest.
That's it. 25 years.
Quarter century.
That's it. And your last one, cut out your beefin'.
Quit.
Yes. Cut out your beefing. That's it.
Quit.
Someone is just moaning and moaning and moaning, and you say quit.
Quit carping?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you that. I quit complaining.
Complaining.
Nice job.
Hey,
man,
Bruce.
That was good.
Bruce, you're on fire.
Thanks.
Yeah, nice job for playing our puzzle today. You'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, and a set of Sudoku puzzle books presented by Will Shorts from St. Martin's Press. Bruce, as if I didn't know, what public radio station do you listen to?
WNYC.
All right, WNYC in New York. Bruce Bolter from New York City. Hey, thanks a lot for playing the puzzle with us today.
You're very welcome.
All right, Will, we have another week. What's the challenge you have for us?
Well, it comes from listener John Deschotko of Arlington, Texas. Take the word debunk. Starting with the B inside, read the letters forward, and you get bunk. And starting with the B and reading backward, you get bed. And together these two words spell bunk bed. Now, I'd like you to think of a word with an M inside, M as in Mary. Starting with the M and reading forward, you'll get one word. And starting with the M and reading backward, you'll get another word. And together, these two words make a job title. What is it? So again, a word with an M inside, read it forward, and then backward, you'll get two words that name a job title. What job title is it?
When you know the answer, put it in an email to us at puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. There's also information on our website at npr.org. Will, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leanne.